Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. In this post-Easter season, the lectionary comes to us with Acts of the Apostles, particularly a series of sermons. The first, and Easter too, was Peter's address to the crowd. Men of Israel, listen to these words. Ditto Easter 3, the same introduction but a later part of the sermon. Today, then, Easter 4 is Stephen's defense before the Sanhedrin and his message, his sermon. There are that fatal, almost ellipsis. You know, we go from Stephen spoke to them to, oh, you nasty people. Then there is the message that is coming next week. In fact, 2 weeks in a row from St. Paul. He speaks in the synagogue in Thessalonica, and then, of course, the famous sermon on Mars Hill on Easter 6. From then it's ascension, the promise of the Spirit, and the gift of the Spirit at Pentecost. So in these sermons, we have the post-resurrection community addressing its message to the world, a world that is not open to receive it always, but at times they are. After all, our lesson today starts with the way in which they were increasing in number. But today we start with something else, the election of the so-called deacons. They're not called that, but that's what we have come to call them. Now, in these days when the disciples were increasing in number, the Hellenists murmured against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in the daily distribution. And the 12 summoned the body of the disciples and said, "It is not right that we should give up preaching the word of God to serve tables. Therefore, brethren, pick out from among you 7 men of good repute, full of the Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint to this duty. But we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word." We will devote ourselves to prayer and the ministry of the word. An interesting thing there. Why? Because we notice the priorities that are given. You see, the preaching of the word and devoting ourselves to prayer and the ministry of the word. To prayer is the divine service of the church. That was their priority. That was what they were set aside for. They elected, they ordained, that is, they laid hands on others, who also from time to time might preach, by the way, but they were not given to this other primary service. We are reminded of that incident with Mary and Martha. Now, as they went on their way, he entered a village, and a woman named Martha received him into her house, and she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she went to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. One thing is needful. Mary has chosen the good portion, which shall not be taken away from her." Poor Martha. Gosh. I mean, she was doing everything we expect a Christian to be doing. Christians are supposed to be caring people. It's that season of the year when you will hear it again as candidates and prospective vicars. Your primary thing will be said, all you need is to be caring, loving your people. There is a false priority there, of course. It's not a bad priority. It's the fact that it's not the prior one. In other words, yes, we are supposed to be caring. Yes, Martha was on the right track in many respects. But when the word of God is being preached, That is far more important. Because the caring that comes later is not given the right setting of caring until that one thing needful is there in the lives. This might be described as Luther's distinction between the being of the Christian and the doing. He's far more concerned about the Christian as a being, one who is baptized, forgiven, catechized in the message of God, the Word of God, the preaching of the Word of God, prayer and the ministry of the Word. And these, dear candidates and vicars, are your primary, prior tasks and gifts for the church and for your people. And what will follow out of that will be the proper serving. When you do that with the authority that God has given, then also the serving will be there, the proper serving. This is God's gift to his church announced here in this simple little story about the choosing of the deacons. For the apostles themselves and the pastors of the church, they are not to give up anything but the preaching of the Word of God. This is God's gift to his church, that we would be given to prayer and the ministry of the Word. There is a need for a single-mindedness about this, especially in our day, when there are so many things that would distract and cause us, with Martha, us to be anxious and troubled or distracted with much serving. We are not against the idea of serving in this lesson. We are, however, to give the priority to what God has given his church in the call to those who are of the apostolic office. Primarily, it is to serve in the divine service, the Word of God and the sacrament. This is how church is defined. This is how church is to be given gift. And that is your gift to the church from God through you as his instrument. Be about preaching and praying and teaching and administering the sacraments. What great gifts these are. And the gift is also to you that you have been called to that office, so that those who of us who are in the pew may receive it with glad hearts and rejoicing. And then we too will be equipped to serve, oh yes, in the kitchen preparing and in many other ways under God's gifts. Amen. The peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you. Amen.